Our reading for today is from Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 21. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it is safe for you. Look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has a reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Joel Krogan, Hope Lutheran Church, Batesville, Arkansas.
In our text for today, St. Paul writes that our citizenship is in heaven. That may seem like old hat to many of today's listeners, but it really is a wonderful summary of who we are as God's people. Our heavenly citizenship is important to remember as we go through our lives here on earth. In the first verse of Philippians 3, we hear these words, "Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you." The scripture then goes on to warn against false teachers and those who would put confidence in the flesh. In other words, it is not outward signs that make you holy. That would be done according to the law, and the law does not save, it condemns. In his letter to the people of Philippi, Paul writes that if anyone were able to claim righteousness by earthly measures, it would be him. He was circumcised according to the law. He was of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, he said. He was a Pharisee, a zealous follower of the law. Yet he goes on to say that none of those things matter. It is Christ who matters. It is Christ who is at the center of who Paul is. By the power of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul came to the knowledge of the truth. That is, his righteousness did not come from the law, but from the gospel. Nothing much has changed since Jesus and Paul visibly walked the earth. Many people try to justify themselves before God by their works, as if anyone is able to gain favor with God in that way. Scripture teaches that all of our works are like filthy rags. How could those things please God? Well, the truth is they can't. But does your human nature sometimes try to tell you otherwise? Do you ever think that, well, I please God, I'm a pretty good person, why doesn't God bless me more? Or, I try to do good things, isn't that what God is looking for? The problem with those ideas is the source. Those questions point to the individual human being as the source of goodness. And again, the scripture is clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have nothing to offer God, but he offers everything to us. He sent his only son to die a horrible death on a cross to pay the price for our sins. Our righteousness comes from an external source, the cross and the empty tomb, not from within ourselves. It is by the grace of God that we are saved. It is by the work of Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, that we are forgiven for our sins. Sometimes people think that, well, there must be something that they need to do to be forgiven. But you see, that's the beauty of being a Christian. We know that there's nothing we can do to be forgiven. We simply rely on the promises of God in Christ Jesus, the Lord. The very words of Jesus promise that even the gates of hell cannot prevail against his church, and that's a great comfort to all of us as we witness events unfolding around the world where it seems the devil has the upper hand. But again, remember, our citizenship is in heaven. These things of the world will pass away, but forgiveness and life in Christ Jesus will never pass away. Men will make promises and not fulfill them. They will speak with silver tongues, only to leave you with tarnished hope that leads to despair. However, God promises you more than men ever could, and he keeps his promises. He promised thousands of years ago in the Garden of Eden to send a Savior to defeat the devil, and he did. Even now, 2,000 years after Christ's death and resurrection, the Lord comes to his people in word and sacrament to create and sustain faith, and to forgive sins. He has not left you alone. In fact, Jesus says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. In the tempest that is this world, there is peace in Jesus that only he can give. And he gives it to all who call upon his holy name. Though the world and the devil come at you, the victor in the war is by your side, and he is Jesus, servant to all, and Savior to all who believe. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus the Lord, unto life eternal.
We thank Pastor Joel Krogan for today's meditation on God's Word.